HKX, mobile. Steve, but you're just barely making the repeater.
So here in Inman, things been scratchy today. I don't know what's going on. It may have something to do with all this wind and the feed line flapping around up there.
Possible. You on your way home?
I left home again. I've got to go over to help a friend of mine pick up a radio arm saw and a couple of things. Take him over to his house in Bowling Springs. I tell you what, I get roped into more stuff than you can shake a stick at.
Doubled with you. Go ahead.
I was just giving Steve a hard time. I'd say he wouldn't get roped into things if he worked.
Boys, what can I say? The things we do for our friends.
John, I'm almost home. KN4 TFW.
Very good now, Ken. Come on back in there.
A mile from the house, so I was going to say 7-3. You guys have a good one. Carry on.
Again, before Christmas, have a Merry Christmas there, bud. And a safe and happy one. So, you head back up the hill, Patrick.
Still down here in Berea. Over here on 253, making my way back to Whitehorse. We're heading up. And Ken, I'll talk to you in the morning. Good to hear you. Tell me Susan, say hello,
KN4 HKX. I hope you have a Merry Christmas too, Steve. We'll catch you in the morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Just love that White Horse Road there, Patrick.
But that's just part of it. I was out there on 290 Saturday. It looks like they're going to start doing some work on it for a while.
290.
Surveyed off.
Don't you know that that's going to be a mess?
Never know it. And I've got to deal with it 2 days a week.
Okay, let me be right back with you in just a minute, okay? KN4 VWA.
Steam KN4 HKX, mobile monitoring.
Yes, KN4 VWA. I'm back.
I ain't went nowhere.
Are you there, Patrick?
Still sitting in the same place. I haven't went anywhere. KO4 HKX.
Where are you on the road? The traffic over that way must be pretty bad this evening. Goodness gracious. And you know, that's going to make it up 290 to go home when you're from Greer, do you? It might be worth the effort to go ahead and take a detour and just go on up and hit 14 and go home, because that 290 is going to be, when they start in on that, that's just going to be a mess.
HKX, well, it ain't going to stop me from getting in it. I've got customers up through there that I got to get to. See how that's going to go.
Well, there's two things to say to that. Grin and Barrett, and this too shall pass.
And it still happens, so it is what it is. I can't do anything about it.
I got to admire one thing about you, bud. You got the patience of Methuselah.
Sheesh.
Listen, I get real irritable every time 85 backs up and I have to figure out how to go 5 miles out of my way to get around some ding-dong that's cut across three lanes of traffic to try to get to a ramp and piled up down there. Oh, mercy. But anyhow, it is what it is. So are you ready for Christmas?
I think I've got all mine done. I still got to wrap one or two, but other than that, I'm done. How about you?
I've done gotten roped into picking up some equipment with a friend of mine with my truck and trailer and everything. I'm headed down here to get that picked up right now, so I'm helping him get his Christmas finished off.
Equipment you picking up? I know you said that saw of some kind, but I can't remember, but...
Look, across a fellow that is selling out all of his stuff, and he's moving to an assisted living center. He's like 82, and he no more needs to be messing around in a home cabinet shop than I'm going to rise and fly. So he's selling his stuff, and Phil, W4NGU, is picking up a drill press, a radial arm saw, and a sanding machine. And it's all Craftsman stuff, but it was back when, from the 60s and 70s, when Craftsman was American-made. Every bit of this is American-made stuff. Good quality stuff, and he's picked it up for a song.
I mean, you can still get good products from Craftsman, but I'm glad he got it, and maybe he can get some good use out of it still.
I sure hope he can. The only thing that I'm afraid of is Phil's not really a woodworker yet, and I'm just hoping that he's not going to lose a finger or two in one of these pieces of equipment to get there.
Wouldn't be good. But hopefully he just takes his time and learns how to use it safely.
Yep, hopefully. So maybe he'll be able to have some fun with it, get some real pleasure out of it, and it'll continue to be used and appreciated.
Don't gotta go too far with it after you pick it up. It won't be too much trouble.
Really, it's over here at Springfield, if you know where Springfield is, over by Sherman College, and I just got to take it over to Bowling Springs for him.
I'm not familiar where Springfield is. I know Bowling Springs, but not Springfield.
Too far. It's only about 8 or 10 miles, so it ain't bad. Well, listen, I'm just about to pull up over here, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off with you. You're this all patience, brother. Have a Merry Christmas, and I will talk to you again. And you know what? Hey, are you calling Annette on Christmas Eve?
I am.
Well, best to be ready to check in with you, okay? So, Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
Steve, if I don't talk to you again, I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. KO4HKX, mobile.